I heard this morning the majority leader talk about the objection to the request by Senator Gregg. I don't believe there's anybody in this body that does not want us to fix the highway trust problem, and it will probably be the fact that there will be no amendments offered at the direction of the majority leader, which I think is probably somewhat tragic because we won't be able to have the debate that we need to have on this. But it should not be lost on the American public that some $16 billion of the last highway bill wasn't for roads, bridges, or highways. And one of the amendments that was going to be discussed, had we had the opportunity to amend it, which we are not because the majority leader is not going to grant that opportunity, was the idea that of the $8.5 billion we're going to put in there, no new projects ought to be started unless they're for roads, bridges, or highways. In other words, we shouldn't be building museums, we shouldn't be building parking garages, we shouldn't be doing ancillary things that don't have anything to do with true transportation needs associated with the trust fund. And that was the only amendment we're going to offer. All the states are going to be at a significant disadvantage if we don't do this. But I found it somewhat curious that before we left, we had an omnibus bill that had to spend $10 billion. We had to do it, and we were contrasted as terrible because we didn't agree with it. And now we've got $8 billion, and we want to do it, we just want to debate it, and we're not going to be allowed to debate or amend it. I would think that that's to the detriment of the body, that again, we're losing the history of this body, we're losing the deliberative nature of the body, and that at the whim of the majority leader, because we have an emergency, we have to have a unanimous consent. We don't even have to have a vote, and that's the only way we can do it. And I think that hurts the institution in the long run. As far as what Senator Reid said about the omnibus package that he put forward, let me correct the record. First of all, the childhood cancer bill was agreed to by unanimous consent. Wasn't even a part of that package, and he claimed that it was. The irony is, as we heard from the majority leader's statement today, his disdain for the largest deficit in history. Do you realize the President of the United States can't spend one penny unless we let him? And if there's a deficit in this country, it says a whole lot more about this body in the House than it says about the President. We're the ones that approve the spending. And so far this year, we're going to spend off budget about $270 billion outside of the budget. And where's that money going to come from? It's going to come from the next two generations paying it back. So I find it really curious that we have to have a bill that spends $10 billion, then we're critical of the deficit, and now we have to have a bill that's going to spend $8 billion, but we can't have any amendments and we can't debate it in a thoughtful way and still get it done this week, and we could get it done in less than 2 or 3 hours. It shows you the lack of consistency. And you know, to be fair, Senator Reid has a very difficult job. This is a hard place to manage. There's no question about it. But we're getting on the edge of a lack of fairness. We're getting very close to an edge and where the traditions of the Senate are going to be thrown out the window. And, you know, as we look at it, as Senator Reid complains about the deficit, I'd remind that he sponsored $531.2 billion worth of new spending in the 109th Congress. And so far, he's sponsored $56.7 billion in the first 8 months of 2007. So there's another $150 or $200 billion in this Congress. We can't continue to have more and more new spending without getting rid of some of the spending that isn't effective. So when we have the claims that we're disgusted with the deficit, and then we have $500-plus billion sponsorship of new spending, and routine votes against an earmark moratorium, against the idea of stealing money from Social Security to spend new money, against amendments that say we have a moral obligation to offset the cost of new spending so we don't charge it to our children, against prioritizing the reconstruction of Louisiana bridges instead of earmarks in Alaska. These are the votes of Senator Reid. So the disdain for the, and I have three pages of them, by the way, all of similar. So the fact is our country's in trouble right now. We're gonna have a trillion, that's with a T, deficit next year. We have $382 billion worth of documented waste and fraud every year in this government. We haven't had one amendment to get rid of any of it in this body this year that has passed, save the Hippie Museum in New York. That's it. We saved $1 million out of $380 billion of waste, fraud, and duplication. So it rings hollow to come down and complain about the administration when they can't spend one penny that we don't send to them. We are at least as culpable and liable as the administration in terms of this deficit. And to say that we can't debate and clean up the priorities of the transportation fund by saying it's really going to be spent on some of the 240,000 bridges that are in deficit shape in this country, and spend the money on highways and roads and bridges and not other things that benefit members of this body but don't benefit the majority public and are outside the transportation goals of every state transportation department in this country, it rings hollow. There's a lot of great things we can do. We can help people with diseases. We can solve problems. He mentioned the Emmett Till bill. He objected twice to a compromise that the Emmett Till board had agreed to. Twice. That Senator Dodd had agreed to. That Senator Biden had agreed to. As far as the child pornography, Senator Dodd and Senator Biden had agreed to that too. It was offered as unanimous consent twice. Both had agreed to. Is this about politics or is this about doing things for the country? I would tell you that the evidence shows that it's about politics. We need to wake up. Our country is at crossroads. We had Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac taken over. The first number, of course, is low, $200 billion. It's going to be $600 or $700 billion we're going to charge to our kids for the mismanagement of those two agencies. And that's going to get added next year. We're going to get ready to do another emergency supplemental that everybody's piling things on. It's going to be $50 or $60 billion. It's going to be another free-for-all. It's going to fly through here in spite of my votes against it. We're going to do another stimulus package. None of it we have the money for. We're going to borrow every bit of it. We are compounding to make the problems worse. And because we will not work on the $350 to $380 billion worth of waste, and we won't even put an effort out towards that, we're going to continue to see a downward spiral in our economic position in this world. So I would think that most Americans, as we add $8.5 billion back to the Highway Trust Fund, would want us to see that that goes for highways, bridges, and roads, not for earmarked special pork projects that make us look good at home, that are outside the boundaries and the priority list of the State Departments of Transportation. That was the amendment I was going to offer. And I knew I was going to lose, but we ought to have the debate. And the fact is the majority leader doesn't want us to have the debates. We could dispense with that bill in less than 3 hours. We'd be done with it. It'd be going to the president. But we've decided we're going to make it political. It's not about what's best in the long-term interest of this country. It's about what's best for the political election that's coming up in November. To me, I say that's a disservice to this body. It's a disservice to the American people, and with that, I yield the floor.